Yo, what's up? And welcome to the first ever episode of the show. Hey! So today's episode is about who is Louis Maalem, also known as Louis. Before we begin, this podcast is not sponsored. So if you'd like to support, please check out my clothing brand, shopmaalem.com. Let us begin. So yeah, I have a couple of questions, I think about 25 questions that most people would like to know about me. The first question is, what's my name, where I'm from, and my age? Yeah, my name is Louis Maalem. I am from Tebessa, Algeria, and I'm 19 years old. Coming up to my second question, why do people call me Louis? So, my name is in Arabic. Quite a lot of people and teachers and learners couldn't pronounce it. So one of the teachers came up with an idea to call me Louis. In the beginning, I was annoyed, but you know, later I got used to it, and now everyone calls me Louis. Next question. How many languages do I speak? I speak Arabic and English fluently, and a bit of Afrikaans and French. Next question. What schools did I go to? From grade 1 to 6, I was in PMT Sunni School, which is like a Muslim school. In grade 7, I was in Brooklyn Primary School, and the rest of my high school career, I was in the Glen High School. The next question is, why did I start my clothing brand? Which is a very good question. Last year, I was at a point where I wanted to start my own business, but I was kind of lost, so I couldn't find an idea. And I tried many things, and almost the end of the year, I used to watch a lot of creators and a lot of influencers. And I used to see that most of them have like a clothing brand. I was like, wow, that's an amazing idea. I can do that too. And my head was so focused on it that I used to work day and night, just searching, researching, designing, you know, stuff just to do what I wanted to do. So I was so motivated. And I launched it at the end of last year, which I'm so grateful and thankful for. Coming up to my next question is, why did I start this podcast? I always loved the concept of podcasting, and the main reason was for entertainment purposes and to gain knowledge. The next question is from Donnell the artist, which says, what makes you stand out from everyone else? I feel like what I do is so unique and original, and that no one else does what I do in such a way. Next question is, what motivates you? There was a famous quote by Michael Ruiz, which says, if people are doubting how far you can go, go so far that you can't hear them anymore. Which helps me, motivates me that if I want to do something, that my mind will always focus on it until I achieve it. Next question is, will I be a YouTuber? Doing YouTube was something that I always wanted to do, but since 2016 or 17, but at that time I wasn't ready, you know, I couldn't edit, I was kind of insecure, but now I'm ready, so maybe soon I'll be on YouTube, so stay tuned. One of the biggest question is, are you single? People always laugh at me when I say that, but I have never dated a girl in my life. The reason why is that I'm not the type of person who goes with many girls, and you know, I am that type of person that if I find a girl, then that girl will be the one and only for me for the rest of my life. Next question is, what sports do I play? Since I was young, I've always played soccer and only soccer. Next question is, what are my plans for the future? That is something that I always think about. I can't say what's gonna happen in the future. Like, I had dreams for this year, but COVID-19 ruined all of them. So I rather focus on what's happening now than what's happening in the future. And lastly, what podcast do I listen to? I listen to about 3 podcasts, which are Socially Profiled by Adam Saleh and Slim Al-Bahar, The Views podcast by Jason Nash and David Dobrik, lastly Joe Rogan. Thank you for listening to this short podcast. I think starting from next week or the following week, we will start to have guests on the show. So yeah, see you next week. And until then, peace.